Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Who says of the recent attack on Hamas in Qatar,
"We assume full responsibility for it because we believe the terrorists should not be given a haven."
As for U.S. involvement, Rubio says he's hoping, despite the attack in Doha, that Qatar will continue to help with a ceasefire.
"We are focused on what happens now, what happens next, what role can Qatar play possibly in reaching an outcome here that leads not just to the end of this hostilities, not just to the release of all of the hostages, both living and deceased, not just the disarmament and elimination of Hamas, but also a better future for the people of Gaza."
The suspected gunman in the killing of Charlie Kirk, 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, is said to be not cooperating with officials, even though his family and friends are. He's not believed to have confessed. Last night, there was a vigil held at the Kennedy Center in honor of Kirk. This is ABC News. The Trump administration now planning to authorize National Guard troops to enter the city of Memphis. ABC's Faith Abube has more on some of the questions a lot of people in Tennessee are asking.
City officials in Memphis asking a lot of questions. For example, when is this deployment supposed to happen? When will it happen, if it happens at all? When will the troops arrive? Where will the troops come from? What will they be doing on the ground in terms of crime fighting? Will they be wearing military uniforms? How will they interact with the community and the police force that's already there? So a lot of questions still left to be answered.
At the 77th Annual Emmy Awards, Stephen Colbert won for Outstanding Talk Series and said during his acceptance,
"Sometimes you only truly know how much you love something when you get a sense that you might be losing it. And 10 years later, in September of 2025, my friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America."
This is ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you are looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I love garage sales. In fact, each of our vehicles has an automatic sensing device that senses a garage sale sign from 400 yards away and automatically operates our vehicles to slow them down, activate the turn signal, and make the appropriate turn for the upcoming garage sale. Of course, I'm kidding, but I think some of you were nodding your head while I said that, weren't you? Garage sales are great. Somebody else's leftovers become our treasures. The Antique Roadshow is a television show where people bring their special finds to be valued by antique dealers. Some of those treasures were purchased at garage sales or thrift stores for just a few dollars. To Satan, you are just another piece of worthless leftovers that he can use, manipulate, and destroy. To him, you're worth nothing. But the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made and that you are of great worth to God. God wants nothing more than to take what Satan has turned into a piece of trash and restore you to your rightful status as a child of God. So when you're out shopping at garage sales this summer, be reminded that God thinks you are valuable enough to give his son, Jesus Christ, to purchase you back from sin's destruction and lift you out to a new life as a child of the Creator God.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
At Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we know home isn't built in a day, it's built in the little moments, movie nights, family dinners, and mornings at the cabin. That's why we're more than just a furniture store. We're your hometown partners for every room, every home, every season of life. From durable everyday pieces to stylish designs for your getaway, you'll find trusted brands, personalized service, and small-town care you can count on. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where small-town trust meets big-city style. Visit us today in downtown Richland Center.
may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with loaders starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with loaders as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are kind of in a stuck weather pattern with a couple of blocking weather systems, high pressure over the Great Lakes down through the Ohio Valley. Meanwhile, low pressure sitting and spinning in the Rockies and Western Plains. There's a few showers located along that low down from Kansas and Nebraska up through the Dakotas, but they're not really moving too much to the east. And of course, the airflow out of the south between the two weather systems continues to draw in unseasonably warm weather. We'll have temperatures running about 10 to 15 degrees above normal most of this week. Finally, toward the weekend, we'll see that low pressure off to the west get close enough to bring us more cloud cover, cooler conditions, and a few rain showers, primarily Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't look like anything too heavy, but we might see up to a quarter or half inch of rain before all is said and done. Here's that forecast for today, though. Sunny to partly cloudy, high temperature about 84 degrees, wind southeast up to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, some patchy fog developing late, low temperature near 60. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm with highs in the middle 80s. Southeast wind between 5 and 10. Dropping back to 60 for Tuesday night, maybe some patchy fog. And Wednesday, partly cloudy, very balmy once again with a high of 84. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun, continued unseasonably warm. Low 60, high near 84. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy, 20% chance of a few showers. Low 59, high 76. Saturday should be mostly cloudy and cooler, scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 58 with a high of 73. And Sunday mostly cloudy with some periods of rain likely, maybe a thunderstorm. Low 57, high near 71. Well, enjoy that nice weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you, and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it. At Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 64 degrees with sunshine right now. 84 was yesterday's high. The record high, 93, was established in 1939. The record low, 30 in 1975. Last year's high was 89 and the low was 60. Sunset will occur at 7:12 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:42, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer at 30.10. No precipitation today with sunshine following a low of 57. We're at 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in Southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up in sports, a recap of weekend high school events and details on the weekend. In fact, some sound bites from Brewers clinching over the weekend. Those stories and more coming up in a moment.
Your car works hard for you, so give it the best. Napa Auto and Truck Parts has select Napa antifreeze and coolant to keep your engine running at the perfect temperature. And for a deep internal clean, look no further than Seafoam, starting at just $8.99. But Napa's more than just fluids. Stop by for their 11-ounce cans of free, all deep penetrating oil, now just $9.99, to handle those tough jobs. Get what you need to take care of your car, truck, or lawnmower at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Napa, your trusted source for quality parts.
I am Phil Nee with an update on Southwestern Wisconsin sports. Over the weekend, River Valley held its annual Invitational for cross-country teams. And the Richland Center Ithaca team continues to impress, placing in the top five as a team in the large schools against several Division I schools. DeForest won the event, followed by Middleton, Madison West, and then Richland Center Ithaca was fourth, led by Owen Dreyer, who had a seventh-place finish. The freshman had a time of 16:32. Clayton Lee was 14th, Ryan Stadler 23rd as well. Robert Budden was 45th, and Kiernan Culver was 58th among the teams. Madison LaFalle at 5th, Baraboo was 6th, Dodge Point was 7th. Their top runner was Johnny Robinson, who was 4th overall in the event. Also from the Southwestern Wisconsin Conference, River Valley was 19th. Their fastest runner was Nathan Hamilton with a time of 18:48. In the boys' varsity small school team scores on Saturday at River Valley, Boscobel finished 3rd. Their top runner was Bodie Bright, who was 6th. Kipton Brown was 13th. Tyler Miller, 19th, and Carter Molzoff, 30th. Fenimore was 4th. Bobby Schmidt, their top runner, he was had a time of 18:06. In other running from the small schools, Riverdale's Clark Jolson led the Chieftains, the freshman with a time of 21:59. Riverdale was 15th as a team. Kalen Williamson, Dylan Topper, Hunter Rowan, and Mark Wilkie all ran for the Chieftains on Saturday. In the girls running, the large varsity teams, Madison West was the top overall school. Lancaster finished 6th. Dodge Point was 11th among the teams. River Valley was 15th. Molly Moss, their top runner, finishing 25th. Aubrey Anlicker was 56th. Leona Chrome and Reagan Sackett also running for the Blackhawks. Richland Center was 17th as a team. Pearl Fretz was 51st. Adeline Lawless, 67th. Ava Martin, Lacey Allball, and Rachel Waterfall also ran that race for RCI.
For the girls' varsity small schools, Darlington was the top team, Fenimore second, Viroqua was third, Riverdale was sixth overall, led by Mallory Meese, a 14th place finish with a time of 21:43. Melanie Williamson was 22nd, Olivia Meese was 30th, Millie Schneider 53rd, Kaylee Carter 72nd for the Chieftains, and Boscobel's girls' team finished 10th. Peyton Sander, their top runner, the sophomore had a time of 22:52 and was 28th overall. Maddie Kinnett, Nakia Stitzer, and Aubrey Seep, along with Hannah Dilly, ran the race for the Bulldogs. Plenty of high school sports going on this week. First of all, football tonight. Kickable Lafarge will play at Belmont. North Crawford will host DeSoto today at 5 in 8-player JV football. Games that will not be played today, Ithaca's JV game with Bangor has been called off. The Ithaca volleyball team will be in action this week. They'll be taking on North Crawford, and that will be at North Crawford. Also this week, Riverdale with a JV game that's been postponed with Wazika Steuben. And the next action for the Riverdale volleyball team comes up on Thursday night when the girls will take on Fenimore. Cross-country action for Riverdale tomorrow. They'll be at the North Crawford Invitational. River Valley's JV game today is versus Prairie du Chien, while the River Valley boys soccer team will take on Sparta. That's a 6:15 kickoff time tonight. River Valley volleyball will be in action at home against Lancaster on Tuesday, and they'll host the Richland Center Hornets on Thursday. River Valley's football team will be at Lancaster after a big win on Friday night against Prairie du Chien. Richland Center JV football will be at New Glarus today. The Hornets soccer teams will return to action against Platteville Lancaster on Tuesday, and Richland Center will host Platteville in volleyball on Thursday. The Hornets will travel to River Valley on Thursday. The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams will be involved in the Greg Bell night run at Boscobel on Thursday, and the Richland Center football team will host Platteville coming up on Friday night. Over the weekend, River Valley soccer team was a winner against Nakusa in the Wautoma Invitational, 3-0. Richland Center played in Sun Prairie against Cedar Grove, Belgium, and lost Saturday by a score of 8-0. And Platteville Lancaster was a victor against La Crosse Logan in soccer, 7-2 on Saturday. The organizational meeting for the upcoming season of Richland Center Church League Volleyball will be held tonight at 7 in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. Teams that wish to participate in the 25-26 season should have a representative in attendance tonight. If you're not able to be there, contact the league via email at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. The day after they qualified for the postseason, the Brewers dropped a 3-2 game to the St. Louis Cardinals yesterday. The Cards scored all three runs in the second inning Sunday. Milwaukee scored its runs on solo homers by Caleb Durbin and Danny Jansen. Starter Jose Quintana took the loss. He left the game with an injury as well yesterday. The Brewers became the first team to make the postseason on Saturday. And manager Pat Murphy says it's been quite an accomplishment for his team.
Who believed before the season that we're going to be over 500? You can't find a prognosticator that said we were going to be over 500 before the season. Not one. Pakoda had us at 80.2. Everybody else had us at 80, 79, 81. Nobody over 500. And for these guys to pull it together and compete like that, that's just who they are. They want to compete.
The Brewers are off today. They'll be coming into action on Tuesday night. They'll welcome the Los Angeles Angels to AmFam Field, an action that can be heard on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Cubs beat Tampa Bay 4-3, Detroit 2-0 over Miami, Kansas City 10, Philadelphia 3, Atlanta 8-3 over Houston, Arizona 6, the Twins 4, the Athletics 7, and Cincinnati 4. In the National League, Washington 4-3 over Pittsburgh, San Diego 9, Colorado 6, the Dodgers 10, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Toronto 11, Baltimore 2, Cleveland 3-2 over the White Sox. Seattle 11, Angels 2, Boston 6-4 over the Yankees. In football news from yesterday, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley led the Eagles to a 20-17 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs in a Super Bowl rematch. Hurts and Barkley each had touchdown runs, while Andrew McCuba's fourth quarter interception of Patrick Mahomes delivered the win. Elsewhere in football yesterday, it was Baltimore getting the victory against Cleveland, 41-17, Buffalo 30, the Jets 10, Cincinnati 31-27 over Jacksonville. Dallas won an overtime over the Giants, 40-37, Detroit 52, the Bears 21, Rams 33, Tennessee 19. New England 33-27 over Miami, San Francisco 26, New Orleans 21, Seattle 31, Pittsburgh 17, Arizona 27, Carolina 22, Indianapolis 29-28 over Denver, and last night Atlanta beat the Vikings 22-6. The Badgers return to conference play this weekend. They took a step back against Alabama 38-14 on Saturday. The Crimson Tide dominated at the line of scrimmage. Following the game, Coach Luke Fickell talked about the season starting now.
More than anything, we know that this was a measuring stick. We're not measuring up to where we want to be or expect to be, but there's a long way to go. And the key is, where do we go moving forward and continuing to find ways to get better and keep pushing, because the season starts now.
A final note on sports. Over the weekend, and I know it was shared quite widely on the internet, but Pat Murphy reading a letter from the late Bob Uecker. Bob Uecker wrote this letter and gave it to the Brewer front office to be read if the next time they made the playoffs, or when the next time they made the playoffs. And Pat Murphy shared that letter with a team following their clinching on Saturday night.
I got a letter today from Uke. And before we toast, I want to read it. Thanks, Mark. Thought it was fitting. The last time that we celebrated, Uke was with us. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. But you got all the sticky you need to have up here. Told the big guy about you guys. You play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in the group with this uncommon goodness. The fact that you have the best record in baseball, the best road record in baseball, has caught his attention. You don't really need me. I know you guys really don't need me, but I've got to tell you, I'll be on the headset every night watching. And don't forget to take it all in, enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other. Bob Uecker. So let's toast to him and to our team what we've achieved so far. Hey, hey.
Hey. Supposed to be non-alcoholic.
Brewer manager Pat Murphy, thanks to Mike Clements for sharing that audio with us today. I am Phil Nee. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin. Now through September 30th, get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Beep, beep. Time for a Town Taxi Triple Play, commercial free. Ask how you can sponsor our free ride fund today at 647-3114.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild. Biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Today on the Town Taxi Triple Play from WRCO, we're playing some September songs and some songs about wishing summer was still here. A little more summertime this week. This is Jason Aldean.
They're boarding up this water town. Ain't nobody hanging around. Another gray September day. Was I crazy to think she'd stay? If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. Myself against the cold, let her memory take hold, stirring that old fire up as if I don't miss her enough. If that sun would have just hung up in that sky just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit longer. If those blue water waves could have stayed at her feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide. If that wind was a friend, it'd still be blowing in like a warm southern whisper over her. She might have stayed forever and ever, ever left these arms upon the eye.
to crawl outside these walls. Close my eyes and see, and fall into the heart and arms of those who wait for me. I cannot move a mountain now. I can no longer run. I cannot be who I was then. In a way, I never was. Fly me like an angel to a place where I can rest. When this begins,
I'll let you in.
September,
when it comes.
Baseball is a game of generations, and so is public transportation.
Town Taxi has been serving Richland Center, Wisconsin, and its surrounding communities since 1978.
Under new ownership with a new focus, we offer local transportation for all your daily needs, as well as long-distance trips and a variety of vehicles for vacation airport service and even wheelchair or walker accommodations for our senior and disabled customers.
So when the game of life has you stuck on second, let the local favorites at Town Taxi get you home.
Or send you away.
Call 608-647-3114 today.
It is a pleasure to be with you today on WRCO Radio. We'll welcome some friends into the morning show studio next hour. Also, the trivia question of the day is coming up. Summer days, enjoy that. The last waning days probably of my short sleeve lineup and my shorts. So the residents of Sextonville will rejoice when the weather does finally cool down. I'm thinking I won't be out in the yard, you know, lounging around. But anyway, looks like it's going to be a pretty nice week. Maybe some rain coming up this weekend as well. We're heading toward a high of 84 a little bit later on here at WRCO Studios.
In a Mayberry kind of town, he never liked
Joe D. Messina. Country and Community, WRCO Radio. It's 20 minutes before 9. Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Taste the flavors of the countryside on the Hill and Valley Exploration Tour coming September 20th and 21st and 27th and 28th. Meet your local farmers, tour working farms, discover local art, and fill your cooler with cheese, maple syrup, meats, baked goods, produce, and wine. From Red Angus beef to fresh elderberry tea, this is rural Wisconsin at its finest. Learn more at explorehillandvalley.com and follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Hill and Valley Exploration.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I helped a local man who developed dementia and was admitted to the nursing home. I worked with a brother who lived in Virginia to make a plan. We considered a cash buyout or a real estate auction, but because of the man's debt, we had to do it the hard way. First, we emptied his house, selling his personal property at auction. Then we took out dumpster loads of rubbish to get the property ready for sale. We listed the property and brought the buyer. Along the way, I returned a car to a bank, shipped auction items to Canada, helped the man get Medicaid coverage for the nursing home, and covered all the debts. I never met the Virginia brother in person, but he was very happy that he found us. Advice, real estate sales, legal, auction, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options our team can offer to you.
When it comes to mobile service, support makes all the difference. YConnect Wireless offers the power of the nation's largest and most reliable network, paired with the friendly local customer care you trust. Stay connected with big coverage and small-town service that's always there for you. Experience the 5G network you deserve, backed by a team that knows your name. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 5:30, and Saturday 9 to 1. Why Connect Wireless? Big service, local care.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of 8 tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love, fast, safe, and fresh. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
The trivia question of the day is sponsored by Subway on the Sextonville Road, Richland Center. Discover better for you sub sandwiches at Subway. Remember, you can also always pick up a Subway gift card for someone or keep it yourself for a rainy day. All right, so the trivia question of the day, we're going to the small screen. Can you name the TV show that debuted on this date based on the novel The Swiss Family Robinson? It debuted today in 1965, and its storyline took place in 1997. 608-647-4155. Based on the novel The Swiss Family Robinson, it debuted today in 1965. The storyline took place in 1997. For the sub of the day, there you go. Give it a try. 608-647-4155. Here is Blake Shelton.
Don't need no tab, don't need no visa. No bouncer looking like a wannabe Vin Diesel. Don't need your friends, all getting jealous. Watching you walk in looking so good that you could sell it. Get a little obnoxious. Go ahead and get your freak on. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Girl, just the essentials. You and me, a little Smith works rocking out this residential. Got a yellow back door, porch party light. Got a speaker in the window playing very wide. You and me out here sweating, stargazing. Gonna bring it back in, break the candles out. Get the mood turned. Lights out, lose a little something black and lacy in the couch at the house. Not again. Girl, let's get this party started where the party always ends. Got a yellow back door porch party light. Got a speaker in the window playing. You and me out here sweating, stargazing. Gonna bring it back in, break the candles out. Get the mood turned on and the lights out. Lose a little something black and lacy in the couch at the house.
Congrats to Mr. Umbihan. He strikes again. Dave with the right answer today. Can you name the TV show that debuted this day based on the novel The Swiss Family Robinson? Debuted in 1965. Its storyline took place in 1997. Well, I guess those writers of science fiction missed it a little bit because 1997 wasn't really like that, where families could travel in space. Danger! Danger! Will Robinson. The show's action set in 1997, and the family was traveling space and encountering all kinds of weird creatures. Yeah, that was an Irwin Allen production. Oh, nice. The science fiction genre, and also a little comedy mixed in as well in that particular show. When I was just a weenie, my sister Sue, I think she liked to watch that show. And I was just a little, and that theme, you know, I think that theme would make me hide behind the couch. You know, I'd be a little scared of that. I was scared of the Lost in Space show. And also the Munsters, too. But the Munsters, you know, it wasn't Herman I was scared of. It was Dracula Grandpa. Yeah, that was a little bit frightened of him. Anyway, way to go. And I was a senior in high school, by the way. Way to go, Dave Umbihan, the winner of our 6-inch sub of the day, courtesy of Richland Center Subway. Oh, 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 Ozempic.
Hi, I'm Chef Franklin Becker. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. There's only one FDA-approved Ozempic, made by Novo Nordisk. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit Ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5, 1, and 2 milligrams.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Hello, this is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscatine. Thinking about your loved one's funeral leaves most people feeling a little uneasy, but pre-planning funerals offers great emotional and even financial security for you and your family. With pre-planning, families find comfort in knowing that the funeral reflects what their loved one wanted. It also gives them peace of mind not having to make important decisions at a stressful time.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility and retail market in Spring Green. Their state-approved facility offers an incredible selection of beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, all at unbeatable prices. Plus, most of their products feature perfected recipes, so you'll keep coming back for more. Don't miss out on fresh take-and-bake pizzas. With locations in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac, they also specialize in turning your venison into mouth-watering treats. Prem Meats and Catering, where big savings meet exceptional flavor. Visit them today.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Hello, this is Brian from Walsh's. Stop in at Ace Hardware for red hot deals, good through September 30th. Stay prepared with Ace Motor Oil 1 quart, $3.49, or tackle any job with Warner 6-foot fiberglass stepladder, $99.99. And don't miss Rubbermaid Roughneck 32-gallon trash can, $26.99, to keep your garage or your yard clean and organized. Ace Hardware, your one-stop shop for red hot savings, but only until September 30th. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Located in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, Surplus Online Auction stands as a beacon of auction excellence, serving Wisconsin and the Midwest communities throughout. Wisconsin Surplus turns your equipment, vehicles, and more into cash. They make it easy to buy and sell surplus assets from anywhere. Proudly based in Wisconsin, they're dedicated to sustainable auction solutions that help everyone. Join the thousands who have trusted Wisconsin Surplus. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com and discover the power of online auctions.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
6 minutes before 9 o'clock here at WRCO Studios, here are the Brothers Osborne.
Oh no, how we end up here tonight? I don't know, but from where I stand, the bus and the band sure is hitting right. We're throwing it down on the round, but I feel that telephone ring. Said I won't be long. Soon as I finish this train, I don't expect that's for a check, but I need that long neck claim. And then my brother hands me another soon as I finish this train. Oh no, I ain't getting on. Rats, wash, and repeat. We're throwing it down on another round. When I hear that telephone ring, said I won't be long, honey, I'll be home as soon as I finish this train. Out of respect, ask for a check. When I hear that long and clean, and then my brother pass me another as soon as I finish this train. Running on, running on, borrowed time. These friends of mine were throwing it down.
Young on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Cheers to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Our next update is from ABC News at 9. It's sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, a full-service jewelry store featuring a wide variety of styles, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Good morning. It is 70 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police continue looking into clues linking 22-year-old Tyler Robinson to Charlie Kirk. Robinson turning himself in the evening after Kirk's murder. Here's ABC's Matt Gutman.
Authorities in Utah are poring over what they call a mountain of evidence against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson.